B96, Chicago's hits and hip-hop. This is the time everybody in Chi-Town has been waiting for. Justin Timberlake, we got his CD all weekend long. We've been doing it, giving it away for free. But right now, Styles and Roman, we are going to be playing every track off his CD.
Yeah, at least all the dope ones, right?
Which one pretty much is almost every single one.
Exactly. So check it out. Songs you haven't heard, you can't even hear them till Tuesday. You're going to hear tonight. We're also going to talk to Justin. He's going to be hanging out with us today about some things he wanted to set out when he made this album. And it's going to be a cool little night, cool vibe. The CD is called Future Sex Love Sounds, and coincidentally enough, the first song is called what, Doug?
It's called Future Sex Love Sounds. See how that works, right? So turn it up. New Justin Timberlake only. Sexy, huh? B96, Chicago's hits and hip-hop. Styles and Roman holding it down right now. We are premiering JT's brand new album, and it's kind of funny. It's Sunday evening, and we got a lot of people walking through this. Oh, that's right, because JT's in the house.
Yeah, we got Justin Timberlake hanging out with us, Styles and Roman. Now, Justin, why don't you tell us, what was the mindset? How did you go about creating Future Sex Love Sounds?
Future Sex Love Sounds is a record that I started probably a year ago, and I really didn't have a concept in mind. But I just wanted it to sound new and different. And I feel that, you know, along with Timbaland, will.i.am, Rick Rubin, all the producers that contributed, along with myself, I feel like we've come up with something that's unique. I think it's definitely a record that you hear more and more every time that you listen to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, you know, the more and more you listen to it, the more and more you hear it, right?
Yeah, and right now, Chi-Town, you're getting to hear it for the first time. Styles and Roman along with Justin Timberlake in the studio. This one is called Sexy Ladies.
Our theme song.
I love it.
Our theme song, Sexy Ladies, right here on B96. B96 Chicago's hits and hip hop. Styles and Roman hanging out with Justin Timberlake because we are playing his new CD before you can buy it on Tuesday, September 12th. Future Sex Love Sounds, which I'm going to go on a limb and say the biggest album of the year.
You think so? The biggest album maybe ever in history. But JT is live in the studio, Justin Timberlake. And Just, we were talking about it off the air, beatboxing, man. Tell us a little something about that beatboxing thing you do.
I don't think that I'm particularly good at beatboxing. I kind of just copy the best guys at it. Guys that are particularly good at beatboxing are Rozelle and Dougie Fresh, and I just do a poor man's version, and I'm satisfied with that.
Well, if you're a poor man's version of it, then I'm a poor man's version of it, because here's all I got.
See, that's back in the day, man. The Fat Boys. You should have named the Fat Boys, too. Let's keep on playing JT's CD right here. This one is called Love Stone. Turn it up. B96.
B96 Chicago's hits and hip-hop. Styles and Roman with Justin Timberlake live on the Comcast couch giving us his album, y'all, Future Sex Love Sounds.
Yeah, we're checking it out right now for the first time in Chicago. And Just, that last track right there, you worked with Timbaland and also 3-6 Mafia. What else is going on the album, man? Who else is on that?
I worked with a lot of different people, but I ended up doing a lot of co-production with Timbaland. We just had a blast. I mean, we did a lot of the work in Virginia Beach and Miami. You know, it was one of those things where I started off, we did 3 or 4 songs, and we had so much fun. We just kind of kept the process going and open to try new things. And I think that, you know, when working with one person for a record, I think that you get a sort of continuity throughout all of it, but you also get sort of more experimental type of music, because, you know, obviously you guys can reference the songs that you've already written and finished. So, yeah, Timbaland put his foot in this album, so to speak.
Yes, he did, man. You know, with Timbaland, that was their monster hit off the last album, was Cry Me a River. Timbaland's got that. He's got the hip-hop beat down to a science.
Yep, nothing wrong with having Timbaland backing you up. So let's keep the Justin Timberlake tracks rolling right now. This one's called Damn Girl.
Damn!
B96. B96, Chicago's hits and hip-hop, 14 songs in a row, doing it a B96 commercial-free hour, and right now, it's all about Justin Timberlake all weekend long. B96, we are giving you the chance to win his CD, and right now, Styles and Roman, we're actually playing the CD.
Yes, we are, and we got JT right here live on the Comcast couch. So, JT, what are you trying to accomplish with this CD?
I don't know that I had a particular thing that I wanted to accomplish with the record. Like I said, I wanted to try something new and take the opportunity to stretch myself, not literally, but musically. Like I said, I feel like I've done that with this record, tried some new things, and it's kind of cool to hear how people react to all of it, good and bad. So I'm happy with it.
I pretty much can guarantee, I think, one thing that he's accomplishing off the album. The girls, yep, will go crazy for him.
You can definitely pick it up, y'all. September 12th, this Tuesday, Justin Timberlake, Future Sex, Love Sounds. Let's keep it going with some more music. How about this? This is my second favorite song on the CD. Very beautiful ballad, slow song. It's called Another Song, parentheses, All Over Again on B96.
This is Justin Timberlake, and you're listening to another B96 commercial-free hour with at least 14 songs in a row on my favorite radio station, B96, Chicago's hits and hip-hop.